environmentally safe are some area creeks and other waterways from toxins and chemicals? Well, two local organizations are on a mission to make sure. And according to their own mission statement, Echo Action is committed to helping communities organize to confront, Dennis, those environmental health threats. And joining a closer look is Dr. Yomi Nobi. He's the executive director of Echo Action, and Jelani Traxler, recent Morehouse graduate, who's with the Proctor Creek Stewardship Council. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in and taking the time.
Thank you for having us.
I'm going to start with you, Dr. Nobi. Are a majority of our area creeks and waterways, or how safe are they in your opinion?
Well, based on EPA data, the Proctor Creek is an impaired creek, one, and two, there is deliberate efforts to restore and clean that creek.
So Proctor Creek is a big one on the list.
Yeah, it's a big one. And the campaign that we're having, how safe, and it depends on the who you're asking. But in my opinion, according to EPA, Proctor Creek is an impaired creek. And the depth, the fact that we are still putting in a lot of waste, a lot of unclean, contaminated stuff suggests that it's not clean. So our focus is to make the stream clean.
You say it's impure, and how far back has this been going on? Is it something, I've been reading, there was a time where it was pretty safe and clean. Has this happened over years?
Historically, you know that in Atlanta, we still have what we call the combined sewer. So that is an issue that is affecting, at the end of the day, how clean is the stream. Particularly when we have heavy rain, it has an impact on that. So my point is that it is very, very difficult, because it's been going on for quite a while when the community organized, to separate that. We didn't win all the way. So that is an issue that has been going on. So communities have been organizing, and this is a renewed effort to ensure that all streams are clean, not just Proctor Creek.
Okay.
Dr. Nobi, one of the things that Mayor Reed has highlighted is the city getting into compliance with the federal mandate or the federal consent agreement that was signed with the city. Are you saying that we're still seeing problems that perhaps the city might not want to talk about?
Well, let me put it this way. It is true that the city is working very hard to be in compliance, and they have a team working with EPA, state and local groups to ensure they're in compliance. I won't say that the communities are still uncomfortable with the way the streams are, and also the communities are also concerned that the EPA should enforce stricter Clean Water Act. In other words, they should enforce a stringer, they should enforce the Clean Water Act, period, not weaken it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Jelani, let's bring you into this as somebody who's just graduated from college, and you're looking at the idea of perhaps stricter enforcement. That's a big political question, too, because you'll have to get stricter standards put together by the EPA. You're also the head of the youth committee for the Proctor Creek Stewardship Council. So do you start small by looking at cleaning the creek, or do you go say, let's try this on a political level?
Pennies make dollars. So to keep it that way, you have to start small. I'm fresh in this, but I can honestly say if we build a coalition and have it be from the ground up, it'll force in a way to for the administration and political leaders to kind of do what's on the books already. It's not so much about creating a new will, it's just about using the one that's already there.
Well, Jelani, the challenge then also when you talk about building a coalition, and we often hear that it starts with grassroots, it starts with getting also the younger people involved. Mm-hmm. So what efforts will you be involved in trying to get this current generation involved in understanding not just the importance of obviously having clean creeks and waterways, but what their voice means in getting something done?
Education. That's the key. That's the first part. Because most folks don't know, especially people my age, my generation has this, we're lost in our identity of what is the next social movement. So education on sustainability will get more of us active in that.
And for those listening that may not be aware of exactly where Proctor Creek, it's on the northwest side of Atlanta, correct?
Yes.
Well, neither one of you can answer this question. Let's talk about then, when you say what's got toxins and chemicals, how recent has it been tested? Has the stream been tested? And are you working with local, even state or federal environmental agencies to get it cleaned up?
Two things. You know, the Poro Creek Stewardship Councils and the residents living in around the creek are working with River Keeper, who are doing regular monitoring.
Okay.
You know, for E. coli, you know, but they are not testing for some of the contaminants that are also very important. So they're testing for the basic ones. I won't say that is going on, and EPA is in the process of working with the Poro Creek Stewardship Council to strengthen the monitoring, okay? That again, is about to begin very soon. So the monitoring is going on. What we are saying, though, however, is the, you know, enforcement. Once you find out, you know, if some findings from the monitoring, what do you do with those findings? That is what the community is really concerned about. What do you do to ensure that the streams are kept clean, and the streams are kept clean from both point source and non-point source pollution?
You just hit on where I was going, Doctor, and that is, how do you find, once you, say, test and you find higher than acceptable levels of various contaminants in the water, how do you find the sources of it? Because you said point and non-point sources. A point source is something that you can readily identify, like a power plant or something. Non-point is all of the rest of us. So how do you get that enforcement? How do you want that to happen?
Well, I'll be very... The point source, you can, you know, connect it clearly and address the polluter. But for the non-point source, it's a big issue in the sense that it's from various sources, particularly even from the community, okay? Mm-hmm. So we have people from outside the community coming to dump stuff. So that is a challenge. So we have to do some detective work in asking question, inquiry. And more importantly also is that we are concerned not just monitoring, but preventing those non-point pollutants from getting in. And as Jelani said, that will require awareness, education, you know, and continuous monitoring so that we can have community watchdogs.
So Jelani, are you saying that what you need to do is get more folks involved, get more education, or do you want to see simultaneously tougher fines, tougher sanctions for people if they're found to be putting pollutants in the water?
Well, it's not an either or, we're rather both in. So they have to come kind of simultaneously, and we have to kind of work hand in hand in that respect. I would say that the non-point pollutant sources are probably the thing that we should address first, though, because you can address the point, but if the collective around doesn't value the nature and the ecology of what is in existence, there won't be a sustainable cleanup. You know, you'll have the momentary solution, but the longevity of keeping the river where it needs to be won't be there.
And gentlemen, let's look at the demographics and the geography of where Proctor Creek is. It's in a neighborhood that has a high percentage of low-income individuals. And often when we hear about environmental injustice, or even some will say, you know, it's environmental, you know, racism, because it involves a minority community and a lack of attention to the potential threat. Is that an issue we're looking at here as well, you think? And the slowness of getting this, of getting Proctor Creek cleaned up?
Yes. But you can't always say, you know, good or bad, right and wrong. A lot of things are based on misconception. That's what I learned from school. Not so much people are evildoers or they want to smite others, but rather they just drive or operate off of habits that they're accustomed to. So I guess the biggest thing as a collective is to analyze what have we been doing for the past decade or two to create these habits. And yeah, it is based on economics, but why? That's the, sure, I guess, central nature of what we should assess.
Gentlemen, as we wrap up, what's next in terms of your organizations and continuing with your mission to get not only just get Proctor Creek, but other waterways cleaned up as well? What's next on your agenda here?
On May 29th, we have another Cut the Crap rally, which is focusing on getting our streams clean and trying to get more awareness about the need to have stricter regulations, stricter permits, and then to get everybody on board to get to the decision makers, both at the federal, state, and local level, so that they can do their part. Then at the community level, we're talking about green infrastructure as a means of helping us to clean up the runoff, the stormwater, which carries pollutants from one source to another, eventually everything going downstream. So we want to find ways to prevent that. You know, through green infrastructure, is a natural process of capturing stormwater. And we are working on that with EPA and with the Atlanta University Center.
Dr. Yomi Noibi is Executive Director of Eco Action. Jelani Traxler is the head of the Youth Committee for the Proctor Creek Stewardship Council. Thanks to both of you for being with us. We'll keep track of this with you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for your time.